There's an addiction to emotional pain. So if you get drawn into a stream of negative thinking about life, about other people, about yourself, about whatever it may be, or one person, which could be yourself or your partner or your father or some politician. Not mentioning any names. And whenever the image of that person comes into your head, there's an enormous influx of pain. But again, we could easily misinterpret the pain body as being personal and as unconsciousness being a personal shortcoming of someone. But all that, if it's a politician or your partner or whatever, but all that is there is the expression of human unconsciousness and the pain body. Wonderfully expressed in the words of Jesus, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." Or in the modern translation that hasn't been published yet, "They are completely unconscious." And when that is the case, they create suffering. And when you react as if there were a person there who knows what he is doing, you also become unconscious. The reaction can make you unconscious. The reaction can take you over. And then your own pain body suddenly is there. And the pain body contributes to the fact that many people believe there's something wrong with them. And there isn't. It's the human pain body. And the heavier it is in you, because the people have varying degrees of density in their pain body, the more likely it is that it'll drive you into consciousness, because the pain gets too much. I can't live like that anymore. And then suddenly, you notice it when it arises. The first sign of it you may be able to catch. A little event triggering an enormous reaction. Oh, what's that? And you notice that emotional movement inside you. You're present. What then happens? We don't know. The pain body may still arise. Depending on your degree of presence, a strange thing happens when the pain body comes up. It uses an opportunity. We mentioned the car. Could be your partner who makes a remark or a comment that the pain body can use as an opportunity to arise. What did you mean when you said that? Were you accusing me? Why are you accusing me? The partner says, "I wasn't accusing you of any..." Yes, you were accusing... And to observe it then, as it arises, whether you can do that depends on your degree of presence. And it's quite possible that you can detect it. For most people, it works like this. They become conscious just after it's happened. A pain body episode has happened. The pain body came up, a drama developed, perhaps with your partner or at work or some other member of your family or even with a stranger. Drama developed. There was perhaps a lot of shouting and fighting, and then pain body fed itself on the emotional pain and then subsided and went back to its dormant state. And then some consciousness comes back. What was that? What was all that about? Sometimes partners can do it. After the drama, they can both say, "What was all that about?" And then you think, "How did it start? We can't even remember what the whole thing was about." in some cases. They can't even remember how it all started. It was about nothing in many cases. Much Ado About Nothing, Shakespeare's play. And then they become conscious, there was our pain body, or there was my pain body. That was it, okay. Well, let's see if next time we can catch it a little bit sooner. And then usually it arises in one person before it triggers the reaction in the other. So it can sometimes happen that one partner remains conscious and observes the arising of the pain body in the other. And then perhaps can either point it out, or if that's too dangerous, can simply be intensely present in the body and simply be there as an aware presence, a non-reacting presence. But that requires great intensity of presence, because the pain body is clever, very clever. It knows the weak points where you're most likely to react. Or if you think it's all too much for you, you can quietly walk out of the room. But who knows what happens after that. Of course, as you know, it's easier to see it in others than in yourself. And if you're genuinely present and say, there's your pain body, it's starting, the other person may become conscious at that moment and say, yeah, you're right. Or the pain body may already have taken possession of their thoughts, and so the person can no longer see it. And a pain body then will never admit that he or she is the pain body, of course. If you